start voice recording. Testing. I think that works.
And I'm sometimes zooming in on photography and zooming on people. Show the crowd. What?
Low angle.
Om Jnanam Timirandasya Jnanam Tanasalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Gurave Gurchandraya Radhikaya Tvatalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namah Yam Pravajantam Anupetam Apetakrityam Dvaipayana Viraka Putreti sanmayataya tarvo bhanedo tam sarva bhuta vidaya mane mana chosmi bhaktya vinaya parad lakshay chaptasya khamadi taranga maje Kripa mai tvam sharanam prapadyam vrinde namaste charanaravindam tvaivasmi najivami tam vina iti vigyaya radhe tam nayamam charanam. First, I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Nishalila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sri Srimad Shila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my most worshipable Diksha Gurudev. Om Vishnu Pad Astotra Sat Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. To all of our Guru Varga, all the assembled sannyasis, Vaishnavas, Vaishnavis, and honored guests. So the theme of our last several days here in Bangalore is that we've been talking about our personal experiences with Srila Prabhupada and with Srila Gurudev, and how there's no difference between them, as these remembrances show, and how they're one also in Guru Tattva, and how as Srila Prabhupada's successor, Srila Gurudev is putting a spotlight on Srila Prabhupada's books, giving us the shovel with which we can dig deeply into Srila Prabhupada's books, and giving us the key to open the treasure chest of the deep meanings of Srila Prabhupada's books. That even we who are initiated, who receive formal initiation from Srila Prabhupada, even we, as his quote-unquote most senior devotees, could not understand the drop of Srila Prabhupada in comparison to what we're learning now by Gurudev's mercy about Prabhupada's will his spiritual identity, his mission. So tonight, we will discuss our experiences with Srila Prabhupada regarding book distribution and our experiences with Srila Gurudev regarding book distribution, culminating in the discussion of Srila Gurudev's book, GVP Book Sponsorship Program, and particularly how it could relate to Bangalore, which is where we are. So, when I first came to Prabhupada's temple, which, as we've been discussing, is approximately the size of this temple, this Bangalore temple, in the corner, right would be right there, by that corner where the door was, to come inside, there was a mimeograph machine, which was about that big. And Prabhupada's first publications were his Back to Godhead magazine, and the devotees used to go like that and grind out the pages. And then we used to collate, like after lunch, about five or six or seven of us used to sit down in the temple room and collate the pages of Back to Godhead and then staple them together. And then we would go to St. Mark's Place and Greenwich Village. We would go to the neighboring parks, and we would go to movie theaters. Particularly at that time, there was one movie called Hair that was very famous, which was a carny movie, but it had devotees in them here and there. So we would go on the movie lines and distribute Back to Godhead magazines. Then, when Prabhupada got his second or third temple, which was in Boston, Prabhupada wanted to make it his exemplary Western temple and make it famous for supporting itself simply by book distribution. And also, he gathered devotees from all over the, everywhere. And that was a couple of years later in 1970. From all over the country, he gathered some devotees to set up the book publication department. And then he sent us a picture of his Guru Maharaj's logo showing simultaneous book distribution and book publication. In the various cities that I see Srila Gurudev giving lectures at his Harikatha festivals, in each and every year, he says that I want my book distribution to go on just like Prabhupada's book distribution, just like it was going on at his time, particularly in the mid-70s, when millions of books were being distributed. And Gurudev would say, all of his teeny-aged girls and boys sacrificed their youth for going to airports and seaports and so many different places for distributing books. He said, perhaps my disciples are not so qualified. Once at the airport, it was around 2000, 2001, in Miami, we were sitting with Gurudev at the airport as he was waiting for his plane to be called. And I said to him, you know, in Prabhupada's day, he would simply give an order, distribute my books, and everybody would run out immediately without any consideration of success or failure. We went to TV stations, to radio stations, clubs and schools, and we didn't consider also whether we were qualified or not qualified. We just saw, we believed in Prabhupada's words, and we felt like pioneers. So then I said, but your disciples, when you give the same order, a lot of times we see that they express doubt, that they're afraid, they won't be able to earn a living, they're scared for one reason or another. So Gurudev said, yes, that is the problem. So better, I was thinking particularly about the ladies. So Gurudev said, yes, then better they just go in the kitchen, make their sari go like this, put on bangles, and just cook. Not that he doesn't want cooking for Thakurji. He wants that all over the world. But he wants the girls also to preach. I remember in Australia, he called on one of his young lady disciples who was studying to be an advocate, a lawyer at that time. And he requested her to stand up in front of about 500 devotees, a lot of them, most of them, more senior than her, and there were a lot of Prabhupada disciples there. And he said, speak for a few minutes on why Prabhupada came to the West. So first she started saying, you know, I'm nervous, I'm with all these senior devotees, I'm so unqualified. So then Gurudev interrupted her and said, just say your pranam mantras to your Gurudev in the disciplic succession, and that will give you inspiration. So she did that, and then she started talking about Prabhupada's mission. And then Gurudev said to all the ladies, so I want all my girls to preach just like me, just like lions jumping over the elephants. He said, I don't want my girls to go mew, 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 like a kitty cat, but I want them to be very strong. When I was about 19, I asked Prabhupada, can girls also preach? So Prabhupada said, just like Nityananda Prabhu's consort, Jananda Devi, she was the leader of the whole Vaishnava community, and she used to chastise all the unscrupulous Vaishnavas. Even Narottam Das Thakur, Jiva Goswami, they all used to take her shelter. Then, sometimes, in Prabhupada's time, because we came from such degraded backgrounds, sometimes we would not be so nice with people when we were distributing books. So Prabhupada was very unhappy about that. And he said, there's sufficient merit in the contents of the books that you don't have to use trickery and that you don't have to irritate people. Just speak on the merit of the book and everyone will purchase the book. He said the more we distribute the books freely, profusely, the more we will deliver people from the suicidal course of material life. And he wrote a letter to one of the devotees who was training other devotees, and those devotees were training other devotees how to distribute books. He said, I appreciate that you're sending our best men to train others in book distribution. Krishna consciousness means training others. I want that ultimately every devotee, all my disciples, will know the art of distributing books. And every year, I'm saying that in all of Srila Gurudev's Hari Katha festivals, he's announcing, so we have our book table here. Or, so we have our bookstall here. And I want that in the next 2 or 3 days, all the books will be gone. And if all the books are not gone, then I will think that you are not pure devotees. So I want all the books, the tables empty of books and also of Shamarani's posters. He says that every year now too. In around 1972 or so, there was some competition between the temples, and that made us very enthusiastic. So, very friendly competition. So I wrote Prabhupada a letter, and my intention was to say that the New York temple today distributed 32 Bhagavad Gitas. We had about 100 devotees, and we only distributed 32 Bhagavad Gitas. But the way that I wrote the letter, it sounded like, maybe I said we distributed, so some devotee, we were on the East Coast, and some devotee on the West Coast thought that I was just talking about myself. So then he started gathering his team to distribute like 100 Bhagavad Gita a day. And then I wrote to Prabhupada that because we were also working with ISKCON Press, which later became Bhaktivedanta Book Trust, BBT. So when we were called ISKCON Press, we were working on a book called Lord Chaitanya in Five Features, which was the seventh chapter of Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. And some of the devotees at the press, everybody went out at least once a week, the whole temple of over 100 devotees, no matter what department anybody was in, everybody went out from morning to night. We went to rock concerts where everybody was getting drunk, and we'd go up and down all the rows saying how these pictures had windows to the spiritual world, and how they would get a natural high from it, and how the people who were doing the show, they wanted everyone to get one. We went to zoos, we went just everywhere. So some of the devotees, and they were also distributing Lord Chaitanya in Five Features everywhere. And Lord Chaitanya in Five Features means it was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu having those arguments with Prakashananda Saraswati Thakur about personalism versus impersonalism. So some of the devotees at ISKCON Press were making the books were concerned that these Chaitanya Charitamrita and other very scholarly books should only be distributed to the scholars, not to the masses of people. So I wrote that to Prabhupada, and he said, no, I want all of my books to be distributed to all classes of men. And at that time, we started bringing out Chaitanya Charitamritas to the airports, to distribute them in the airports. And people were getting them. And we had the faith that even if the people could not understand the books with their intelligence, their souls were getting secretes from it. And Prabhupada wrote one letter at that time that the book distributors may come and go, but the books themselves are spreading Krishna consciousness. In 2002 or so, in Los Angeles, Srila Gurudev was also talking about the books being persons. At that time, he was just about to print 5 different books like Brahma Samhita, Vajra-Rahasya, the Guru books, which we call the Guru books, which is the books about Gurudev's relationship with Prabhupada. There were about four small booklets, which became like one. He was talking about them as one, and a couple of others. And he was telling the devotees that now we're spending lakhs of dollars on printing these five books. So I don't want my books to remain in cold storage. I want that as soon as they're printed, they should immediately be distributed and then immediately reprinted. He said all the books that I'm printing now, they're all standing in line, calling out, distribute, publish me first. No, publish me first. No, publish me first. And he said, and Prabhupada is sending me so many sincere disciples of his to help me in this mission. So just as Prabhupada said that I want all my books to be distributed to all classes of men, and incidentally, sets of Chaitanya Charitamritas were distributed. It's called there were set teams who would go and give all of Prabhupada's books, sets, to various libraries around America. And Prabhupada wrote that he wants every intelligent person to have full sets of his books. And also he was very pleased that the devotees were going to college dormitories. They would just go door to door on the college dormitories. And he said, I want every student to have my books. So similarly, Gurudev being in the same mood. Oh yeah, so we would distribute all these Chaitanya Charitamritas. And then we hear that even if the people who we distributed the books to didn't become Krishna conscious, their children who perhaps weren't born yet, their children, when they became reading age, they read Prabhupada's books and became devotees and then came to Gurudev. Lila Pushottam, I think it was him, was telling us when we visited him in Italy that sometimes little children, little babies, when they would see the books, because they were devotees in their previous lives, they couldn't read, they were only a few years old, but they would start opening the books and looking at the pictures. And that's why Prabhupada used to tell us the books are like time bombs. That is, they're destined to go off for a particular person at a particular time. And none of us could fathom who, where, what, when, and how. But this was all divine arrangement. So just as Prabhupada said that his books are time bombs, and just as he said that all of his books should be distributed to all classes of men, so Gurudev said the same thing. Many of you know that we were with Srila Gurudev in Fiji at the airport when he's sitting in his wheelchair, and I asked him in front of about 100 devotees, welcome. I asked him, there seems to be a controversy in our Sangha. Some devotees think that only the small books, like Way of Love and Secrets, should be distributed to the mass of the people, and your books like Brahma Samhita and Vajra Rahasya should only be distributed to the seasoned devotees. So Gurudev made a motion with his hand. He said, no, all books for all. And Madhav Maharaj said, all books for all people. Gurudev said, all for all. And I said, but the devotees complain that the books, some of the books, might as well be written in Chinese, because they have so many Sanskrit terms that the Westerners can't relate to them. So he said, doesn't matter, all for all. Even if they don't understand it, my duty is finished if the book goes in their hand. And what else did he say then? Oh yeah, whether they're Gnostic or Astic, irreligious or religious, give them the books. And somebody, whoever is meant to get it, will get it. Srila Prabhupada was always encouraging us that the best welfare work of all humanity was to distribute the books and to give the education about Krishna consciousness. He said, if this is our most important propaganda, and if you profusely distribute the books all over the world, this will be the best method to defeat the ignorance of Maya's army. And that's why the books are like time bombs, because you think of bombs when you think of armies. So he said, just like at the time of war, and all these letters from Prabhupada just enthused us to no limit. Just as the time of war, the bombs would be dropped from airplanes everywhere to destroy the enemy. So I want all my books to be dropped in the laps of all the conditioned souls. Similarly, at one airport in Holland or somewhere in Europe, Gurudev was telling the few devotees who were with him, drop my books from the highest buildings, get them everywhere. And then when we were in the Holland Temple, little preaching center, about a little smaller than this temple, he was telling the devotees, there was about 20 devotees there, distribute the books and you can keep the profits for going here and there. You want to go to India, you want to worship your Thakurji, keep the profits for that. He was encouraging everybody in all ways. And similarly, Srila Prabhupada in the 70s, he wrote a very wonderful letter that also inspired particularly the householders, that book distribution is the best business for householders. Householders have to earn a living to maintain their family. So it's the best business. And just as Prabhupada would spend at least half his day, especially he did it in the wee hours of the morning, just like Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He would take rest early, around 7, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Then he would wake up around midnight and he would do his bhajan, and he would also write his books at that time. So similarly, as you all know, Srila Gurudev spent at least, and hopefully will spend, at least half his time writing his books. Sometimes Srila Prabhupada would write us letters that I'm not enthused to translate if the books just sit here in the godown. Exactly the same as Srila Gurudev would say. If you want to encourage me to continue translating, then side by side we should distribute. So Sandy's going to share what Srila Gurudev, what she heard Gurudev say to others and to herself about the Morning Walks book, for example. Can she take the mic?
She was there, it's first hand.
Yeah. He said, I have this idea. I told so many important things in my walk. And then, before we published this first edition, when we told him we were going to be publishing soon, he said, I told so many interesting things in my walk. And oh, and he said, they'll benefit the whole world.
Did he tell something additional to you, or that was what he told to you also? Oh, he kept saying, hurry up.
In the airport one time, we weren't finished. He said, how was I walking and talking?
And even though this is India, Bangalore, I heard last year or the year before from Shripad Vaikunas Maharaj that Bangalore is just like a Western city, very cultured, very advanced in modern technology. Plus, there are actually Westerners here. In fact, there are Americans here. So another thing that inspired us, because once the devotees were asking Prabhupada, can you give us some techniques for distributing books? And Prabhupada said, the technique is that be sincere. So Prabhupada would write us, don't hesitate to use your American brains to increase. Use your American genius to figure out the ways. Now apply it. Apply that any activity which pleases Krishna should be accepted favorably. This is our guiding principle. So he made four principles. Books are the basis. What's the principle?
Purity is the principle.
Utility is the principle. That is practicality. Preaching, what did you say? Purity is the force.
Preaching is the essence.
And preaching is the essence. He said, spreading this Krishna conscious literature, this is really pleasing to Krishna. You should know this for certain. Then another time he said, I want all my students to vigorously try for this book distribution. Yes?
Should
I go, Paul?
Huh? Can you go into those four things a little bit?
Oh, you mean expand on it?
And give some idea of the context.
You mean when he said it? He said it all at the same time. I don't remember whether it was a letter or a lecture. But I can look in folio and find out for you. Books are the basis. In fact, just this year in Badger, when Gurudev was telling us to empty the tables, empty the bookstall, he said the same thing. Books are one of the main causes, main platforms of preaching. So books are the basis. That is, we read the books, we disciples, we read the books, and then we speak the books, and we distribute the books, and the people read the books, and the people share the books, and some people make dramas from the books. Like in 1971, Prabhupada had a drama team with Rasagyan and a few other devotees who previously were professional theater people. And when Prabhupada saw the drama, he said, this is bringing my books to life. So similarly, many of the dramas that the devotees put on for Gurudev all around the world are from Prabhupada's books. Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then sometimes graphic novels are made from the books, like King Chitraketu. So books are the basis. I remember when Prabhupada visited us in New York in around 1972. He said it shouldn't be that somebody asks you a question and you say, okay, I'll give you the answer, just a second. And the answer is, he said you should read the books and know the answer already. I remember at that time, the devotees were sometimes going on the trains on the very busy New York subways and making announcements about the books, and then they would go up the rows and seats of the train and distribute thousands of books in a day. And just lately the Ganga Matas are doing that too. We saw that on the book distribution CD. By the way, if any of you are interested, are you able to show something tonight?
Oh yeah, set it up then.
Instant? Could we show? See, we have this book distribution CD. DVD?
DVD.
That was made by your very own Gopal brothers. Venu Gopal Prabhu and Jai Gopal Prabhu. With ecstatic videos of devotees from all over the world, where you get to watch them distributing books, and they're interviewed also. They tell what happens, how sometimes they get afraid, and so how they pray, and how they meet negativity. Like one devotee, Sahadev. Would anybody like to share this story? Has anybody seen that video? You want to share that story?
Yeah.
You can put the camera on yourself.
Yes, so Sahadev Prabhu told the story that he was distributing.
Louder?
Sahadev Prabhu.
You give it
to me. He told the story he was distributing books. And he was going place to place. He was going car to car. He was knocking on people's windows. And in the morning, first of all, he said in the temple they were always doing the Shema prayers. So it was stuck in his head throughout the day, you know. So then he was knocking on windows. And then people would roll out the windows. He'd say, excuse me, sir, please take a look. We have these books, emotional books, or whatever he said, like that. So one man, he rolled out his window and he pulled a gun on him. And so Sahadev Prabhu was like startled, but he was remembering his Nisringa prayer. So he said, oh, I'm from the Nisringadev temple, and we just got these books about Nisringadev, and we're just out here telling everyone about Nisringadev today. And these are really nice books on Nisringadev, and we want everyone to read about Nisringadev, like that. And so the man he kind of changed his attitude. He put the gun away. He said, how much is it? And he gave $20. And he said, and if anybody bothers you out here, you just let me know.
So as he was speaking, Jai Gopal Prabhu was setting up the screen so that you could see one or two of those little videos. And then on Sunday, because we're going to have in the afternoon, I'm not exactly sure what time, but they'll make an announcement in the morning on Sunday, because that's the big meeting when all the devotee congregation gets together. So sometime in the afternoon, we'll be having a Sangha synergy get together. We talk about, you know, all know the meaning of synergy? Synergy? Synergy means that the whole is equal to more than the sum of its parts. Like 2 and 3 generally make 5, but with synergy, 2 and 3 can make 7 or 8. 1 and 1 is 2. With synergy, 1 and 1 can be 11. So, like, suppose I can do something, and Radha Priya can do something individually. If we combine together, with how can we work together for win-win, not my way or your way, but our way together, figuring it out together, which is Gurudev's desire, then the two of us together can work more than two.
Yes.
Or suppose me and Anita and Vasanti are a team. And suppose Jai Gopal and Venu Gopal are a team. So it seems like together we're five, but our team of three, who already work synergistically, and we can work for 10, and their team, which also works for 20, even though they're two, together we can work for 80. That's the principle of synergy. So we're going to have a Sangha, Bangalore Sangha Synergy get together sometime in the afternoon to see how we can all work together to spread Krishna consciousness there in Bangalore. So then at that time, we'll show a couple of more videos. And then the next Sunday, I won't be here, but Venu Gopal Prabhu will show like a lot of the DVD, which takes about an hour or 2 hours. And it's really a lot of fun. In fact, Bangalore has about 3 or 4 videos in the DVD. So are there any questions?
Can I make a comment?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Loud.
There's a mic.
Mike, yes.
I just want to say, as I've experienced in this distribution, that for many of you, it seems like a whole world of something that you couldn't even conceive of getting there. So I just want to say one thing that Srila Prabhupada said when he approached him. He said, should we train the devotees how to distribute books? And Prabhupada said, no, train them to be serious about Krishna consciousness, and Krishna in the heart will inspire, and everyone will become their own genius. One of the things that gave me some difficulty in the early days of book distribution,
he was one of the greatest leaders of book distribution.
Was the manner in which a number of four devotees were sent from Los Angeles to train us up. And I just couldn't cut it. Hey buddy, where you coming in from? It just wasn't my personality. But there was one devotee there. It just went out and made friends. And I was inspired by his example. So, also, I had trouble for some time doing the airport book distribution because it was so fast-paced. And my niche was more like the parking lots going up to people. But I wanted to do the airports. So I just went out there and I just said, please stop for a minute. And that was my personality. You don't have to give up your personality. When you go to your job, you know, have a book review. If you go online and you're shopping and you see someone who you think may have some interest, it's like when we used to have a famous line, for a devotee to be without a book is like a soldier without a gun. He says, you're always ready to meet some person who may be interested. And because you're the one who's ready, then Krishna will send that person to you. So if you have a little book with you, or a big book, whatever it may be, and you're in the mood, how can I share my good fortune? You don't have to change your personality. You don't have to do what's on the videos. You just have to have the desire. And once in 1970, they asked Prabhupada, we want to distribute your Bhaktivedanta so badly. What should we do? And Prabhupada said, you distribute one or you distribute 100. But you keep the desire. So if you keep the desire, you show the desire by our actions. Have a book with you. Keep it with you wherever you go. And always be looking for that person who may be ready. And Krishna will send them. So it can be a very exciting experience. It doesn't have to be this fearful thing where you have to line up and face people and put your ego forever on the line. Just it's a mood that I want to share my good fortune. That's the main thing behind book distribution. You can have a big score and miss the boat. You can just be fruitive. Or you can go out there with the mood of, I want to serve my Guru. He wants me to find some conditioned soul who's ready. And in a prayerful mood, even shopping can be book distribution. Even going to the office can be book distribution. Our whole life, Bhagavad says in the 10th canto Srimad Bhagavatam, that in our Krishna consciousness movement, all our activities are centered around distributing Krishna literature. When they approach any person and induce them to read Krishna literature, And such activities will always remind the devotee of the Lord's lotus feet. So we're going out there for our own purification.
Okay.
We're going out there to remember Krishna and to share our good fortune. And if that's our mentality, Krishna will make all arrangements. And one of the sweetest things Shamalani will tell you is to be instrumental in someone else's Krishna conscious development. You just have that mood in your heart. Have a book with you, two books, three books, and when you see some person, you can feel it out, the situation a little bit. And you say, you're really interested in, you know, sometimes in the grocery store, I'll see someone else. Probably the preaching is creating the situation, you say every word, and you say something. You're really interested in yoga, self-innovation, you know, I have these books, and like that. You don't have to sit out of your comfort zone in the beginning. Within your lifestyle, with your own personality,
then it'll be good because it is tedious.
Krishna will give you your own genius.
Traveling the place. Anyway, I'll give you the details tomorrow morning. I'll just move now.
Okay. Thank you.
Sorry, I disturbed the whole thing.
No disturbance.
I didn't see them, you know.
Or like, for example, there's a wedding. We're going to a wedding. As he said, there are so many different ways. Suppose there's a wedding. I'm going to a wedding. So I get a donation from all my family and I purchase 100, 200, 300 books and I give it out to all the people at the wedding. Or I go with the devotees to some college, to some university. And then we have a book table there after the program. So there are so many different, very beautiful ways to connect. And Prabhupada wrote me a letter that preaching means to increase our family members. And Gurudev said at his arrival lecture in Mawilambar, if we're only doing our own bhajan and we don't preach, then we're selfish. So this was just a share of how Prabhupada and Gurudev are not only one in tattva, in mood, but also in their mood of book distribution. So I'd like to mention as a close that something that I brought up on Sunday was that we have a GVP book sponsorship program, which you can, the sky's the limit in Bangalore. You can approach any rich people that you know and just show them or learn the wording. It's so appealing to the heart how these books get rid of conflicts, depression, take people off drugs and alcohol. It gives peace of mind. It helps with stress management. And you can discuss also, we'll talk about this more in the Sangha Synergy meeting. But if anybody would like to take any of these sponsorship brochures now and see how very easily, without any anxiety, so many people can get books, even free books. And they're like, if there's poor regions of Bangalore, we can get donations from offices and then give out books to poor people, because education also reduces crime, spiritual education reduces greed. So, so many nice ways to meet with yourself and figure out, combine ideas yourself and figure out how to make Gurudev's mission and Prabhupada's mission established in this beautiful city by you beautiful devotees. So now they're going to show something. So can all turn around? And also on some of these videos there's about 12 audios and videos by Gurudev himself, and he also talks about the mood of mercy. Do you want to do Vaikunath Maharaj?
Yeah,
Do you need a mic on the machine?
It's plugged in. It's plugged into the stereo. Yeah, I just have it down so I didn't glare it.
Okay. Hare Krishna Guru, see you tomorrow.
Is this
Yes.
Please come, everybody.
It's a really cool little neighborhood.
Thank you. See you tomorrow.
Thank you.
stop a nice person who's curious, then I can immediately bring them over to the book table and show them a vast array, much more than they could carry themselves. And it's also a nice place where conversation can naturally go on. Also, when you have two or three people, it allows for those who are a little less experienced to bring them over to somebody who has a little bit more experience preaching and give that person the opportunity to hear from them.
Oh, you can. Well, I was just thinking as I'm watching that some people in the audience here might be afraid to approach other people directly because it's not their nature, because they're just too shy altogether. So the nice thing about synergy, and the nice thing about what Prabhupada said about one railroad company, is that everybody has the same motto, that we will keep the wheel turning. So if somebody is too shy to distribute books themselves, they can be part of the team to raise funds for anxiety-less book distribution. For example, in the GVP book sponsorship program, we have a certain amount allotted to the ladies ashram in Vrindavan. So when Anita and Vasanti take out teams for book distribution, they don't have to be in anxiety to even cover the cost of the books or the cost of their traveling. Because some people, like people in Holland or Germany, they just gave money and they're actually part of the team. Just like in the railroad company, somebody's driving the train, somebody's in the office doing accounting, somebody's tinkering on the track, but they all have the same motto. So if someone's too shy to go out on book distribution, or doesn't have time, or doesn't have the nature, then they use their very precious energy for either bringing in money from other people, or they might be independently wealthy, or from their job, and in that way they're helping with the book distribution and bringing new people, seeds and sprouts and wilted flowers for Gurudev to make bloom to be able to offer to Radha and Krishna and Goloka Vrindavan. So Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol. And on Sunday you'll hear Gurudev also speaking about the moods and things like that. So I guess it's late already. It's already 5 to 9.
Well, here you go. Real quick.
Oh, okay.
Like a minute.
Okay.
Do you know